Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
I'm Bree, and I will be playing Calliope, the Gilded Lamprey, from the Outsider playbook. She is 15. She has gray skin, kind of resembles a shark, in that you can tell that it's probably very slick and shiny, but if you were to actually touch it, it would be very tough. She has long, flowing, golden, opalescent almost, fins that act as hair, that cascade well below her waist. She is ostentatious. She wears gold everything, too many earrings in her ears, which might cause problems later, but, you know, she's young and the world is her oyster, literally, I guess. She has a long brown lamprey tail with flowing see-through fins on the end of it. She has long, glowing tentacles, really, that help her to see underwater.
Okay.
Because she's basically a gilded lamprey. I'm very clever. And she, her eyes, they're spooky, right? So they're black, but they have the white irises.
Ooh.
And she has three rows of teeth if she opens her mouth.
Great. I love it. All right. So tell me where she comes from. She doesn't come from Protean City, at least. So where are you from?
The very, 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 very bottom of the ocean. So deep that maybe she didn't know humans existed.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, spooky. She is from the Verdant Rise Kingdom, and she is one of several princesses, but I don't think we need to get into that right now.
Okay.
Backstory. But she's very, she always thinks she's right, no matter what.
Right. Like a princess. Okay. So you're some sort of royalty in this merfolk kingdom deep under the sea. What draws her away from this kingdom? Because you have come, at least, if not into the city of Protean City, but around it, you're away from your people. And, what attracted you away? What are you doing?
Adventure.
Okay.
Just that's it. Any excuse to get out of the kingdom and go see the world, she will take it.
Okay. And so you're off doing this adventure thing. Why would your people, eventually you're going to have to go back, or like maybe you don't believe you have to go back, but your people want you to come back for some reason. Why is it? Because are you going to take over the throne? Do you have to run the kingdom? Do you have responsibilities? What are you avoiding by going away on adventure?
I'd really like not to have to run the kingdom.
Okay.
It is probably going to happen eventually. Maybe not now, maybe not in 10 years, maybe in 30 years, who knows? But eventually she might have to go back, and she just really doesn't want to do that.
Okay. I think we skimmed over this a little bit. So can you describe for me what are her abilities? What are her powers? What can she do?
Ooh, she has radical shape-shifting and density control.
Okay.
Which is super useful underwater.
Yeah.
But maybe we're not so sure how useful that is on land yet.
That's fine. We can figure that out. Okay, cool. So Calliope is a mermaid, merfolk, from deep under the sea. You're looking for adventure. Eventually someone's going to probably show up and say, hey, come back and run this kingdom that you left. But you're going to take advantage of the freedom you have now while you're young. And so, let's see. What is your relationship with the royalty? I assume it's your parents?
I feel like they love her from a distance, and they expect her to fall in line. And so I have my knight that just shadows me everywhere, making sure I'm, you know, not getting into too much trouble, who probably does most of the parenting for them. So, yeah, sure, I have parents, but they kind of suck.
So to get our influence mechanic, for the purpose of this, we will treat you and your knight protector as being sort of a team. So do you, the playbook asks, what is your character, is your demeanor haughty or cheerful?
Very, I would say, can you be haughty while being cheerful?
No, you have to choose one.
Okay. Definitely haughty.
Okay. What that means is you think to some level of whatever, of some degree, you believe that you're better than them, and so you are not going to be giving her them influence.
No.
Is there anything else that we need to cover to get to know your character before we jump into the game?
I feel like learning that people eat sushi would be a little bit horrifying.
Okay. Good to know.
Walking by a sushi place and be like, oh, wait.
Oh, that actually reminds me. Are you the kind of merfolk who can, are you like Aquaman? Can you speak to fish? What is your relationship with the fish in the sea?
The fish in the sea are kind of like dogs for humans, where mm-hmm. you can kind of predict what that dog is about to do before maybe it even realizes what's going to do. Like, oh, geez, I left bread on the counter. I wonder what's going to happen to that bread. I think the merfolk definitely can predict fish and maybe keep them as pets, herd them around, but we can't speak to them.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you very much. And I'm excited to get to play.
Me too. She's the best or the worst, depending on how you look at this.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.